It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Today is Saturday, April 10th, 2021. On this day in 1967, the United States Supreme Court heard the appeals in the Loving v. Virginia case, in which a mixed-race married couple fought for their right to live together in the state of Virginia. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of this case, listener discretion is advised. This episode includes discussions of racism that some people may find offensive. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're covering the landmark court case in which Richard and Mildred Loving, represented by the ACLU, took their complaint to the United States Supreme Court. The Lovings, who were legally wed in Washington, D.C., fought for years for the right to live as a couple in their home state. Their court victory helped abolish laws against interracial marriages and further inspired the fight for marriage equality. Now let's go back to Washington, D.C. on April 10th, 1967. It was a beautiful spring day in the District of Columbia, and the city's famous cherry blossom trees were blooming. Richard and Mildred Loving were standing in the highest court of the land, delivering their last appeal in defense of their marriage. Chief Justice Earl Warren would deliver the court's opinion and change the lives of interracial couples all over the country. But it was the Lovings who were granted their rights first. Richard Loving, who was white, and Mildred, who was of mixed Indigenous American and African American ancestry, got married in Washington, D.C. on June 2, 1958. After their celebration, the happy couple returned to their home in rural Central Point, Virginia, where they lived with Mildred's parents. But in a matter of weeks, their lives were changed forever. 12 days after their wedding, the Lovings were awakened around 2 a.m. by doors slamming and voices shouting. They shot upright in bed, shielding their eyes from the sudden light, to see the sheriff and other officers forcibly entering their bedroom. The sheriff accosted them, asking what they were doing together. Despite the couple's protests, they removed Mildred and Richard from their bed and arrested the couple. Interracial marriage was prohibited in the state of Virginia. Getting married in D.C. and returning to Virginia was a felony and came with a punishment of 1 to 5 years in prison. The couple was ultimately sentenced to 1 year behind bars, but the judge suspended their sentence on one condition. The Lovings would have to leave Virginia and not return as a couple for a period of 25 years. And though the judge kept them from being incarcerated, he wasn't sympathetic to the Lovings' case. At the hearing, he delivered a bigoted statement that God had intended for the races to live separately and not intermarry. With no other choice, the Lovings returned to the city in which they had married. They settled in nearby Washington, D.C., isolated from their family and community. Richard worked in construction, while Mildred raised 3 children. But Mildred missed her parents and wished to return to Virginia. After a few years of exile in the city, the couple took the risk of returning to rural Virginia to see the family that Mildred deeply missed. But not enough time had passed to change the state's views on their relationship, and the couple were arrested for traveling together. After that traumatic experience, Mildred, inspired by the burgeoning civil rights movement, wrote to Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy asking for help or advice. He referred their case to the ACLU. In November 1963, the couple filed suit in Virginia in an attempt to overturn their original conviction, which they believed wasn't consistent with the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Unfortunately for the Lovings, the court rejected their suit. The Virginia Supreme Court then heard their appeals, but ended up ruling that the statutes the Lovings violated were constitutional. The court said that equal protection under the law still existed, as the penalties were applied equally to citizens of all races. But the Lovings were not done fighting for their right to be together. Coming up, the Lovings case ends up in the highest court of the land.
Hi, it's Carter from Parcast Network. The Vatican is one of the most recognizable religious sites in the world, but it's also a powerful institution, its unique history full of secrecy. This Easter, my show Conspiracy Theories looks deep into the Church's past to uncover how it became what it is today. Starting April 5th, our new four-part miniseries, Mysteries of the Vatican, dives in to examine some of the most prominent conspiracy theories surrounding this mysterious organization. From the Church's sordid rise to power, to prophetic visions, and even assassination attempts. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Conspiracy Theories, to hear Mysteries of the Vatican. New episodes air every Monday and Wednesday, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now back to the story. On April 10th, 1967, oral arguments were presented to the United States Supreme Court in the case of Loving v. Virginia. The interracial couple fighting for their right to live as man and wife were represented by the ACLU. Finally, after years of struggling against unjust and outdated beliefs, the Lovings were vindicated. Chief Justice Earl Warren ruled that if racial classifications were to be used and upheld, they needed to be serving some rational purpose beyond racial discrimination. He pointed out, "There is patently no legitimate overriding purpose, independent of invidious racial discrimination, which justifies this classification." Warren also stated that the freedom to marry is a basic civil right. He went on to say that denying citizens the right to marry based on racial qualities would, quote, deprive all the state citizens of liberty without due process of law. Even though the Loving case was concluded, the issue stayed in the court. Later that same year, on June 12, 1967, the Supreme Court unanimously decided that the Virginia statutes were unconstitutional due to the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of the 14th Amendment. Warren's ruling also resulted in the laws against interracial marriage eventually being invalidated in 15 additional states. The stubborn and strong love of this unassuming couple from rural Virginia and their insistence on their rights to be together led to the same rights for so many other people. The Lovings never wanted to be in the spotlight, and once their fight for legal marriage was over, they stepped out of the public eye. The couple and their three children lived a quiet life back in Central Point, Virginia, near family, which was all they ever wanted. Tragically, Richard was killed in a car accident when a drunk driver hit the Lovings' car in 1975. Mildred survived, but lost an eye to her injuries. After her husband's death, she never remarried. While the Lovings were accidental crusaders, their efforts ensured that interracial marriages were no longer illegal in the United States. In fact, they're normalized and celebrated. According to the New York Times, by the year 2015, one in six marriages were racially mixed. And the strength they found to stand together and be true to their beliefs continues to galvanize. The case of Loving v. Virginia would go on to serve as inspiration in the Supreme Court fights for same-sex marriage. Even though the Lovings' fight was simply for their own personal rights as a couple and a family, it had lasting reverberations for the equal rights of all. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more stories like this, check out the Spotify original from Parcast, Not Guilty. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Christine Colby, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells and Alex Benedon, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson.